Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast where we exist.
Yeah, and we give you writing tips and life tips and dog tips.
Or maybe we give you nothing. It's up to you. But I'm Carrie Jones, and this is my husband,
Sean Farrar.
And that's it, man. I don't really feel like talking about ourselves. I don't feel like being like, I'm an international best-selling novelist.
Well, now you're just talking about yourself.
I know, it just seems uncool. But we've got cred, right?
We're just two regular people.
With some cred.
Trying to pay the bills.
So we don't know why we do this podcast. Welcome to the podcast. Shawnee just shoveled outside and said he's snuffy, so I don't have the time or podcast skills to get all those snuffs out of this.
Well, I'll try not to snuff.
I know, but I'm just warning people ahead of time that you're such an amazingly cute, handsome hunk of a man. And you are so strong and tall, and you take such good care of us. And I am so sorry that that made you snuffy.
No big deal.
I am just warning people, so now they know how adorable you are.
Oh, I'm real adorable.
You are real adorable. So, while Shawn was shoveling and I was getting ready for the podcast, I went on Facebook, and that was a mistake, because the roads are bad here today in Bar Harbor, Maine, and the Ellsworth, Maine area, and people were being mean about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were being mean about the roads being bad, but also about the drivers, right? Other drivers complaining.
And like, they just are like, oh, people should be able to drive on the road. But half of the people off the road, at least in our location, are high school students trying to get up a really big hill.
Or down it. Both sides are bad.
And because school wasn't called off, and it maybe should have been. I don't know. I'm not the administrator. I can't make that call. But the point here is people were mean. They're like, if you're an idiot, I don't want to drive behind you.
Right.
And like, you don't know who is in the car. You don't know. You probably weren't even driving today.
Probably not.
And so,
don't be old bad.
Yeah. And so it just kind of made me think about why people are mean, right?
Yeah.
And there's a two-part series on Psychology Today of posts by a two-part series of posts, not Psychology Today of posts.
Oops. We got it.
All right. By Nathan Heflick, who's a PhD. And he said, like, he has three key points in there, right? And it's basically that research shows that being insulted makes people more likely to demean others. That Freud argued that people cope with negative views of themselves by perceiving other people as having those same traits. So maybe that lady thinks she's an idiot, and that's why she's calling everybody else out.
She's probably also not too comfortable driving in the snow.
Researchers, he also says, have discovered that threatened self-esteem drives a lot of aggression.
I can tell you with 100% certainty that not one of those three things applies to me. Yeah, well, it's seltzer water. Did it hurt?
Oh, man, yes. And I already know we know.
Sorry, baby.
Why do you think that those don't apply to you?
I was just kidding.
Oh.
Definitely just kidding.
Anyways, it's really interesting to me because that just means that the epidemic of meanness, right, might not be about politics. It might be about self-esteem. It's all tied together, right?
I think that definitely plays a large part in it.
But like,
at most times.
I know, but like, I don't ever think of it that way. I look at like political parties and people on either side arguing with each other often, right? And I think about how mean people can be. And then I think, oh, that's because they've created teams, right? Like, and in those teams, they may feel more secure, right?
Mm-hmm. But you're probably right.
Like, I'm team blue and I'm team red, right?
Right.
But like, and I'm team green and I don't want a team at all. I'm just like, but maybe they're even going into teams and that kind of group think, right?
Yeah.
Because they have low self-esteem. And so it's all part of that big system. He's nodding.
At no, I, I'm
of low self-esteem.
Don't stop talking.
Well, I got nervous.
You're on a roll.
No. But he writes, this guy, and I'm only just reading it now, that social identity theory argues that humans have a basic psychological need for positive distinctiveness. In other words, people have a need to feel unique from others in a positive way. As humans naturally form groups, this need for positive distinction extends to the groups we belong to.
You're right, man.
Like, I only just read that, too. But maybe it's like, oh, we all belong to Team Good Driver in the winter.
Right.
And, like, if you don't, then, you know, I'm going to downwardly compare you to me, right? And he talks about that as social comparison theory, which he says, quote, argues that people naturally make comparisons to other people. And these comparisons often make us feel worse about ourselves or better about ourselves. As we generally prefer to feel good, we're prone to making downward comparisons or comparisons that enable us to look down on other people.
Mm-hmm.
We had an example of that in our own house today.
This morning we did.
We did, because I made a comparison in which somebody was favorable, or I like...
You favored them too much is all I'm going to say.
And Shawnee instantly turned that around and made it a downward comparison for that other person, right?
You know, if you're going to like compare data points, there's no way that's not a downward comparison. But it does have a positive aspect.
I was giving somebody a little props, and Sean took away the props I was giving the other person.
Here, let me give you the detail.
No, because no.
I'm just kidding.
But anyways, I think that's kind of interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Really. So we're really mean because our egos are threatened, because we want to be in part of a group, and we want our group to be better, and because we have low self-esteem.
Right.
That's so sad. We all need... How can we get everybody's self-esteem better?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
That's the goal.
I know.
Maybe that should be our new goal.
No. Definitely not. Hey! People gotta be able to hear you.
I don't have enough self-esteem.
Besides mean people.
Alright, so the other part of this is the low down... Between, was that, did you just wipe the screen from when I snorted the water?
No, I had a hair on it. A long head hair.
Okay, so the other part of our podcast this week is the lowdown on 3 super common grammar mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're being helpful, right? So you personally won't have low self-esteem about these.
Once you read this or listen to this podcast, you can feel better about yourself.
And there we've done our goal. So I carry...
See you next week.
I carry in the worst copy editor of my own work ever, right? It's just absolutely true. I will forget periods after sentences, and Sean has to find
out. I don't think you're the worst, that's for sure.
All right, I'm not good at it. For my skill set, when I look do my own work, I do not see my own mistakes, is what I'm trying to say, right?
Well, maybe you just can't see the periods when you don't have your glasses on or something. Not that you wear glasses, but...
I swear you don't want to stay married
sometimes. No. Well, I have a theory. I mean, I have reasoning behind it. It's because it's always a period.
It's always a period.
Never a question mark or an exclamation point or something a little larger than just a period. All
right. So anyways, I admit that I failed to put my periods in. And that's because as a writer, I'm often too close to pick out my own errors, right?
As are most people, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's why it's good to have other people read your stories before you put them out there in the world. So we, Sean and Carrie, are going to talk about some common grammar mistakes. 3 super common ones. You ready?
Can I give you one more accolade? Because even though you do forget periods sometimes, it's always at the end of a paragraph.
So weird.
All the ones in the middle are always there.
Why is that, though?
I don't know
either. All right, so... Here's the first one. Every day as one word or every day as 2 words?
What? There's even a difference?
I love when you act. Yes.
What? I'm not acting.
Yes, there is. Every day when it's all one word is an adjective, and that means it's describing something that happens all the time, right? Every single day. So here's an example where every day is one word. And you can see all this in beautiful, beautiful visuals on the podcast notes. So
dreaming about manatees is an everyday occurrence for Carrie.
So
it's true.
Also true. Every day when it's two separate words is an adverbial phrase. Doesn't that sound fancy and terrifying all at once?
Well, it's supposed to be, I mean, adverbial, that's like the person that doesn't like you, right? Like your adversary.
Oh my God. So every day when it's two words just means each day. And it's an adverb. So
every day, Carrie dreams about manatees.
There you go, right? Mm-hmm. So number two. I'm not going into super big detail on this one, babes. But number two, very common mistake, is the magic apostrophe of magicalness. And
you kind of preface that like, I fuck that up all the time or something.
I, Carrie, talk about apostrophes a lot. And that's because a lot of us just haven't gotten the memo yet. And that's okay. You don't want to be hard on yourself. Have high self-esteem. But here's that memo again.
You don't want to be hard on yourself or have high self-esteem.
It's impossible to have high self-esteem when I'm married to you.
Okay.
Apostrophes have two main jobs. Job number one is to show that something is possessing something else. No, not in an exorcism kind of way, but in an ownership kind of way. Example.
The manatee's flipper was so cute.
And so in that sentence is M-A-N-A-T-E-E apostrophe S. So that manatee owns that flipper. It possesses it because it's part of its own damn body, right?
Can I just admit to show how bad I am? When you first started the magic apostrophe, I was thinking commas. Oh my God.
You're so cutie.
Yeah.
So job number two is to show that there's some of the apostrophe, not the comma, is to show that there's some letters missing because we've smushed or contracted two words together. So it is becomes IT apostrophe S, right?
Yes.
The apostrophe in IT apostrophe S is replacing the I in is. Or they are becomes
there. T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. The apostrophe is replacing the A in R.
Right? So a lot of us write a word and maybe that word ends in S. And we go, I'm so sorry. It ends in an S. There should be an apostrophe in there, right?
Right.
I shall put one in. But not always. You only want to do that if it's a possessive, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to write right here in the notes. Only do that if it is a possessive, right?
Yes.
So it's showing belonging. So the right way would be, you want to say these two sentences and say,
yes.
Okay, can you do it?
Apostrophes are cute little buggers, and it's hard to resist them. It's is spelled IT apostrophe S.
Right. And apostrophes has no...
no apostrophe between the E and the S.
The wrong way to do that would be apostrophes, A-P-O-S-T-R-O-P-H-E, apostrophe S, are cute little buggers, and... I-T-S apostrophe. Hard to resist them.
That would definitely be...
that'd be really
that's
wrong,
that's
the
right? Doubly wrong.
That's way. So friggin' wrong. So here's our third tip. Lose it or loose it. This is going to be hard to do on the podcast.
Why?
Well, because it's just a little hard.
We spell it.
All right. So loose. L-O-S-E. Oh, right. Sorry. Loose. So hard. Loose. L-O-S-E. Right?
Yes.
Loose. L-O-O-S-E.
That's right.
So these words, as I just showed, are evil little butt faces.
Yep.
It's that double O versus the single O that gets our brain all hooked up, right?
Yeah.
And choose or...
or chose.
Chose. See, there's my brain hooking up. that has the same issue, right?
Yeah.
So why are those O's so confusing? I have no friggin' idea. But I do know that when I was little, I loved to put little pupils inside those O's and then make a smiley face. Oh. I did that all the time. My teachers got mad.
I bet they did. That's mm-hmm. cute, though.
All right. So here are the hints. Ready?
Yes. Loose means not tight.
Can you say how many O's are there, babe?
Loose with two O's.
Thank you.
L-O-O-S-E means not tight. It rhymes with booze. I think.
Wait, I honestly, did that wrong way.
I think lose rhymes with booze.
Wait.
Now the whole loose. Audience is confused as hell.
Loose rhymes with.
Moose.
Moose. Thank you. Jeez, I'm crying.
I mean, we do live in Maine.
All right. Lose with one O means you've lost something, you poor honey.
Choose with two O's means you have to make a choice. It's the present. It's happening now. It also does not rhyme with moose. Choose rhymes with moose. Chose means you already made that choice. Are you regretting it? Carrie is.
Because
chose. Chose does not rhyme with booze either.
Wait, it doesn't? Chose. Pose. Oh, right. Pose. It rhymes with pose.
It does rhyme with pose.
You can tell that in my poetry, I do not rhyme.
No, well, you do that other kind of poetry.
Yeah. So anyway, spoiler alert,
it's
Sean.
It's 11:59 a.m. and Carrie's been drinking already.
No, I haven't drank anything.
She needs to lose the booze. I'm just kidding. She doesn't even drink anymore.
All right, so spoiler alert. Don't be a butthead, Sean, about other people's grammar mistakes. Because here's the thing. We're all human, and we all make mistakes, and it's not the end of the world. And other humans, the good ones, shouldn't be trolls about it. No offense to trolls. But we all have to be a little less harsh and a little less judgmental and a lot more understanding and forgiving and boost up our self-esteem, apparently.
And others.
Yes.
Yes.
If someone writes, it's for ITS. If someone writes ITS for IT apostrophe S or lay for lie, it doesn't mean that they deserve to get your hairy eyeball of judgment. Right?
Yeah.
It just means that they made a mistake, and that's part of being human, and it's okay.
Next week, we're going to do the theirs.
Oh, no.
Dog tip for life. So.
Did you fart?
No, that was my chair.
Oh. I would have tried to get that one out.
If you wait for like 30 seconds, you'll know I didn't.
Okay.
But anyways, so I just tried to wake up Hoagie to get her dog tip. And she was like, man, get the hell out of here.
Oh, no.
I don't give no shits about apostrophes or commas.
Language.
So she said, just enjoy life while you're here. And don't waste your time being a meanie and let me sleep.
That's a really good point.
And give me some booze.
No booze.
What?
Booze is not.
Oh, we happening. Haven't tried her out on the Bud Light yet, have we?
Have we had a Bud Light in this house since we've
Well,
had
yeah,
that
there's
dog?
There's some out in the garage in the in the apocalypse supply closet.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. The music was available.
Either
kind of,
way,
I like it. Yeah,
it kind of gives you like a lackadaisical surfer attitude.
Yeah. And also our podcast notes are where, Shawnee? Do you know?
On the pod, the thing? No, I don't know.
Our podcast notes are on Living Happy on Substack, and also Carrie Jones Books.blog, and also potentially wherever you're listening to this podcast.
Like, I'm sorry, I failed there.
You're frozen.
It makes me wonder if we have like a couple of sites out there we totally forgot about. Anyways. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
And like, share, and subscribe and all that stuff.
Oh, you're
supposed
yeah,
to say
we are
that way.
Horrible podcast.
We are. All the bots training on us are going to fail.
Oh, well, that's what we're doing. We're setting AI up for failure. That's our secret goal.